You're listening to the Central Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. We're going to talk to Brandon Artis, the head coach of the Bears. What did Central do last week against Castle on offense with Hunter Brochiers out with an injury? The audible at quarterback was, well, it was interesting. It was creative. They had to be creative. We're going to talk to Coach Artis about that, plus what went wrong on defense to limit that offense to only four drives the entire game. Central sectional draw is out. It's Wrights again. Back-to-back seasons, they take on the Panthers in the first round of the postseason. We're going to talk to Coach about that draw and how Wrights has changed since the last time these two teams met. On top of that, we're going to preview tomorrow's game against North. That and more when we return on the Central Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, but so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Back here on the Central Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Head coach Brandon Artis for the Central Bears is here on 97.7 and talking about Central's loss to Castle last week. Coach, really appreciate the time. That's a really, really good team. When you look back on the tape, what sticks out?
Repeat that, sorry. Well, sorry, I'm driving as well.
I know that Castle's a really good team, and I know that this game didn't go exactly how you wanted it to, but what sticks out when you look
at lit some sparks in the run game and some things that we got going on.
So trying out a new quarterback, I know that's something that the staff, you, that you guys don't take that lightly. What eventually led to that decision? Because I know that that couldn't have been easy.
Well, when Hunter went down, we put veteran quarterback, and he's a younger guy, and he's trying to figure it out. We wanted to take the pressure off of him, and because I mean he's still one of our best receivers. I think he's probably top four in the conference in total scoring, and so he's a kid that has to get the ball in the open space. And we were trying to see if we can have somebody get the ball to him, and it didn't work out the way we thought it would. But I mean, we still have some sparks and show some sparks in the game.
How would you evaluate your defense in this game? It really only seemed to be one quarter that Castle's offense really popped off. What did you see from your guys defensively?
It was probably our worst performance of the year. And the reason why I say that is because we had a total of four possessions offensively the entire game. Castle was on offense the entire game. Obviously when your defense is on the field, bad things happen.
Again, Brandon Artis and the Central Bears are coming down the home stretch of their season. And, Coach, we will talk about the upcoming game on Friday against North. But I do want to ask you real quick, you know, this is the final game week of the regular season. And, yeah, we'll talk about the sectional draw as well against Wrights. What do you want to see your team finish and improve upon this season? I know that this entire season has been a year of development and a progressive thing. So what are you hoping to cap off and finish in this final week of practice?
I want to see four quarters of football. We challenged our seniors this week. We changed our mindset. I took all of our seniors that were left that's still on the team. We gave them – the task of stopping somebody. We told them that, hey, if you want your season to continue, you guys have to play defense. You guys have to stop somebody. If you want to play offense, you got to stop somebody on defense. And so we're having a different approach to it just because those guys been around each other, and a lot of them does not play defense at a high clip. And we're just trying to find a different spark. And I feel like if you want your season to continue and things to start to happen the right way, you'll do whatever it takes to be able to stop somebody. And so that's what our approach is this week.
Central football coach Brandon Artis is here on WREF. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a step aside and talk about the sectional draw when we return on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Central Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Brandon Artis, the head football coach over at Central, is here on WREF and talking about the sectional draw from this past weekend. Turns out you guys are getting ready to play Wrights in the first round of the postseason. So, Coach, what was your reaction to the draw?
Not surprised. I think that we pulled them last year and maybe 2 years. So this will be 3 years in a row drawing Wrights. Actually, no, we have Memorial than my first year. I knew it would either be Wrights or Heritage Hills is what our coaches were saying and players. And so we're not surprised about the draw. We actually like the draw. I think we match up well with Wrights, to be honest.
Is there something in the water? I mean, how do you explain drawing Wrights over and over again? Is it just luck of the draw?
As a guy that I play for Central, I've been around for a while. Typically, we draw Jasper, Wrights, or Memorial would be like a typical draw for us. So I wasn't surprised.
You say you match up really well with Wrights. You guys lost to them, but it was a pretty close game, 20-7 earlier this year. From an X's and O's standpoint, why do you feel you match up so well with Wrights?
I'm going to be honest. They have they have some guys out.
Yeah.
And so that changes their identity of their team. They were one of the favorites early in the year, but losing Elijah Darrett and Jamon Trey, that changes a lot for them. And then they're putting a lot on a young kid like the young kid's shoulders, the running back. I just feel like for us and our kids and what we do and what they do is just a good matchup.
You know, you mentioned the injuries, and I was going to ask you about that because I don't think anyone in the SIEC has been nipped by injuries more than Wright's football this year. I do want to ask you, though, how different is this team right now compared to when you faced them in the middle of the year? And even then, they were hurt, but now Parker Baumeier, not really their quarterback anymore, at least as of now. So how different is this team right now compared to the one that you guys had already prepared for?
It's a very different team, and not saying that they're – I mean, they're still well-coached. I love what Bruce is doing in their program over there, so don't get that twisted by any means. I still think it's Wright's football team, no matter who they put out there. I just feel like it gives us a little bit of an edge in the game, to be honest. It would give anybody an edge if your best players are out, so.
No doubt. Again, we're here talking about Central football. The draw in the sectional is Wright's, and, deja vu for the Bears, getting ready to play them for the second time all year. And again, this is a very different Wright's team from the first time these two teams met because of all the injuries. But, Coach, I'll ask you this. How different is your team from the first time that these two teams met?
Very different. We had some linemen out. And our quarterback now, we don't know when we'll get Brochures back. I think we got the clear for him to throw more. And so there's a chance that he'll be available on Friday, hopefully. We don't know that. We'll find out. It'll be a game-time decision thing for Brochures. But we're looking to have him back first round of sectionals.
Again, we're talking to Central football coach Brandon Artis here on WREF, dropping the breadcrumb that maybe Hunter Brochures will be ready to go for Friday night in the regular season finale. To talk about that when we return on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Bentleyville Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentleyville Land.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Wrapping up shop here on the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. And so we're getting ready for the regular season finale with the head football coach of the Bears, Brandon Artis. And coach, this game against North, I know that there is a lot riding on this game because you only get one opportunity to make a last impression in the regular season. North's a good team. What do you see from them on tape?
Every week they get better and better. I think that they're really physical on defense. To me, they got the best defense in the conference. One of the best defense in the conference. I think Memorial's still a really good defense. And they just, I mean, they're well coached. Was one of my good friends, so I know they're well coached, well prepared. And then they got a lot of guys that's played together for a while, and they rally for each other. And that's what I like about them. You can see that passion, the friendship of the guys. If you see them out in public, they're always together. You can tell they're doing things for they play for each other, and that's what I like and respect. I think some of those guys were freshmen when I was over there at North. So I mean, I know what they have. They just got a good nucleus of guys, and I see some passion behind them, and they get better every week. So I'm actually impressed by them on film.
Yeah, Coach, last week I know was your senior day. This week will be North's senior day. How difficult is it to play against a team on their senior day?
I don't think that it's difficult. I think that everybody's mindset is to be ruining somebody's senior day. And so I think our mindset is, how can we ruin their senior day? We know what it feels like, so let's go do it to somebody else.
Looking at this game, obviously, you mentioned before the break that Hunter might be available for this game. Hunter Brochier is the quarterback. When decision?
It'll be a game-time decision. He got cleared yesterday to throw for 30 yards or plus, and so we're trying to evaluate that. You know, as well as I know, Hunter's arm is what makes him great, and if he can't put him in position to not be successful, if that makes sense. And so we're going to slow play him. If he's not ready to go, we'll just reevaluate and get him prepared for sectionals. But there's something that, for me, is going to be a game-time thing.
And if he's not ready to go, would it be Easton, or would you audible again at quarterback?
I think that we're going to do both. We didn't get a chance to bring Easton in the game. We had one possession in the second half, and so – our mentality was to play Easton, to play both of them, but we didn't get that chance. But, yeah, we'll see both him and McBain on Friday if Rochiers is not ready to go.
Again, we're talking to Brandon Artis, the head coach of Central Football here on WREF. Again, we're talking about the final regular season game of the year, for both teams. Central Football taking on North on Friday, and a really difficult game because, well, like you said, North's a good team. They're a really cohesive unit. Zach Nero, good coach. You mentioned that you're really close with him. What is the identity of a Nero coach team? What does he bring coming into his first season as the North football coach, with this being the first time you're coaching against him?
It's that passion. I think that's the main thing. He's one of the most passionate coaches I know. And if you ask me, to me, I think Nero's coach of the year personally in our conference. I think that I did not expect them to be where they are right now, just because a new year, new head coach, new offense, it takes time. And to me, it took a little time early, but they, as you can see, each week they're getting better and better. And it's just that passion, man. He has a lot of passion, and his guys play for him, and so you can tell. And so that's what I love and appreciate about Nero.
That's Brandon Artis, the head coach of Central Football here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate the time, and good luck.
No problem.
This has been the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.